Good evening. This is Agashwani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Button chairs meeting on illegal immigrants with civil society organizations. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam inaugurates the Center of Excellence for Foreign Languages under Department of Linguistics, Nagaland University. Center asks states and union territories for screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox. And State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities calls for action for greater inclusivity and representation in sports. Now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Button today chaired a meeting to discuss matters on illegal immigrants at Rotendron Hall Police Complex in Jomkadima. The meeting was attended by the Home Commissioner, Director General of Police, Commissioner of Nagaland and representatives from various civil society organizations. During the meeting, Button apprised the members on the action taken by the police and administration following the viral video of passengers suspected to be illegal immigrants disembarking from the Dimapur railway station on September 2. He said immediate actions were taken by the police and administration, including the establishment of 3 detection centres at Dimapur railway station to screen travellers for illegal immigrants. Upon this, 360 travellers were screened and necessary documents were checked during 3rd and 5th September, he added. Button said enhanced monitoring have been set up at several check gates in Dimapur and Newland districts and increased vigilance at 8 other interstate check gates throughout the state. He also informed the deputy commissioners of the 8 border districts are in constant touch with its Assamese counterparts for exchange of information. He said inner-line permit enforcement have also been intensified by the district administration and the police. Director General of Police Rupin Sharma also reported that no significant increase in foot traffic from Bangladesh due to the recent political instability. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam today inaugurated the Center of Excellence for Foreign Languages under Department of Linguistics, Nagaland University. The Center of Excellence for Foreign Languages is currently offering 6-month certificate course in Japanese with 33 students already undergoing the course. Speaking at the program, Dr. Alam said, "This kind of initiative requires machineries, commitment and perseverance, and emphasized on sustaining quality program." Stating that resources being a major challenge in the implementation of the center, he said, "The program currently funded under the Innovation Fund need to have a proper funding and suggested that it should be funded in the regular budget of Higher Education Department." The Chief Secretary also viewed a bright future for the centre, adding that the state government's ultimate mission is to have a department not only for Japanese language but other international languages. Dr. Alam also added, "There has been a growing partnership between Nagaland and Japan, especially in human resources." Head of Linguistics Department, Nagaland University, Professor Bangasendla Walling informed that 5 students have already found a placement in Japan. Professor Walling exuded hope that the Naga society will benefit from this initiative. The center has asked the states and union territories for the screening and testing of all suspect cases of Mpox, previously known as monkeypox, in the country. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra issued an advisory to the states in view of WHO's declaration of public health emergency of international concern related to Mpox. In its advisory, the ministry has stressed to create awareness about Mpox and timely reporting and adopting preventive measures to prevent undue panic among the masses. The ministry also advised for a review of public health preparedness, particularly at health facility level at the state and districts by the senior officials. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. The State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities, PWD, said Hokkaido Hodoje Sema's groundbreaking victory in winning bronze medal at the Paris Paralympic 2024 underscores the immense talent and potential of young disabled athletes in Nagaland. lauding Hokkaido's historic achievement, the State Commissioner for BWD said Hokkaido's accomplishment has set a new benchmark for athletes across the nation, particularly for young disabled sportspersons who now see him as a shining role model. The State Commissioner also commended the state government's gesture in recognizing his outstanding achievement with a cash award of 1.5 crore rupees. It said such support not only boosts the morale of individual athletes, but also sends a powerful message about the value of inclusion in sports. As the state celebrates this historic win, the State Commissioner also asserted that it is vital to recognize the urgent need for more initiatives to promote and support disability sports. The State Commissioner for BWD is further reminded all that this moment will serve as a call to action for greater inclusivity and representation in sports, as well as a celebration of Hokkaido's milestone achievement on the world stage. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held talks with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, in New Delhi. The two leaders discussed the multifaceted India-UAE relations and avenues to broaden the comprehensive strategic partnership to new and emerging areas. Five agreements were signed following the talks. These include a memorandum of understanding in the field of Baraka nuclear power plant operations and maintenance between Emirates Nuclear Energy Company and Nuclear Power Corporation of India Limited. An agreement for long-term LNG supply between Abu Dhabi National Oil Company and Indian Oil Corporation Limited was also signed. The Crown Prince also visited Rajghat to pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. Sheikh Khalid arrived in New Delhi on his first visit to India as the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi. He will travel to Mumbai tomorrow to participate in a business forum in which business leaders from both countries will participate. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra today released the annual publication Health Dynamics of India, Infrastructure and Human Resources 2022-23 in New Delhi. The publication offers comprehensive data on health infrastructure and human resources as of March 31st of each year. This data is important for stakeholders in the health sector as it supports effective planning, monitoring and management of health infrastructure across the country. On the occasion, Union Health Secretary Chandra said the annual publication is a valuable document furnishing much-needed information on manpower and infrastructure within National Health Mission. He said that the data is immensely helpful in understanding the requirements of the states, their priority areas, and formulating policies and targeted campaigns. The Directorate of Art and Culture Kohima has invited application from voluntary organizations, research scholars, universities and colleges on financial assistance for the preservation and development of cultural heritage of Himalayas 2024-25 under Northeast Zone Cultural Center, Dimapur. The department said the applicant should be an Indian citizen, an indigenous inhabitant of the concerned state. The research scholars, universities and colleges should forward their application through the UGC to NZCC Dimapur. It said application complete in all respect will be placed for consideration of the expert committee in the meeting which will be constituted by the Ministry of Culture. The application forms and other details can be collected from the Office of the Directorate of Art and Culture Affairs, Government of Concerned State or Shilpgram, Banjambari, Guwahati and Headquarter Office, Dimapur. The forms are also available at NZCC website nzccdimapur.org.in and www.facebook.com/nzcc. Last date for a submission of application is 31st of October. And now it's Twenty News, here are the headlines again. Deputy Chief Minister Home Y. Button chairs meeting on illegal immigrants with civil society organizations. Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam inaugurates the Center of Excellence for Foreign Languages under Department of Linguistics, Nagaland University. Center asks states and union territories for screening and testing of all suspect cases of mpox. And State Commissioner for Persons with Disabilities calls for action for greater inclusivity and representation in sports. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.